Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Organizations going through digital transformations inevitably face a great deal of change. However, organizations go through differing degrees of change, which can impact everything related to your digital transformation. But what exactly is the magnitude of change for your organization, and how does it affect your digital transformation? That's what I want to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world reach their third stage of digital transformation success. And one of the services we provide to our clients is helping them with their implementation planning, as well as the actual implementation of different ERP and enterprise technologies. And when we're helping clients plan for their project, sometimes they fail to recognize that where they are today and where they're headed in the future, and the gap between where they are today and where they want to be in the future, materially affects how they should plan for the project and how they should execute their project. So what I want to do today is talk about how you can assess how much your organization is going to change during a digital transformation, as well as how it impacts everything related to your transformation, including the people, the process, the technology, the implementation planning, the overall strategy, and everything in between. Before we dive too far into today's content, I want to share a little bit of information about Third Stage Consulting and who we are. Third Stage Consulting Group is an independent technology agnostic provider of consulting services to help clients through their digital transformations. We help with digital strategy and software selection, as well as implementation planning. And during implementation, we provide services related to program management, organizational change, business process improvement, as well as enterprise architecture. These are just some of the services we provide. We have offices in North America, as well as Europe and Asia Pacific. So if you'd like to learn more, I encourage you to check out our resource center, which includes a number of resources that will help you through your digital transformation. And you can access that for free using the QR code here or the links below. You can also reach out to me directly if you'd like to discuss your digital transformation and brainstorm ideas on how to improve where you're headed on your journey. Now let's jump back into today's content. First, it helps understand where we are today and where we're going in the future. So I'm just going to sketch this out conceptually to make it a little bit easier to understand. So this is our current state right here. And this could entail all of our legacy systems, all of our spreadsheets, all the stuff we're doing today in terms of our processes, our people, and technologies. Legacy environment, this is where we are today. Inevitably, we want to move to our future state. And this could be anything related to new ERP systems. It could be AI. It could be a best-of-breed model. It could be a new platform. It could be migrating more of our data and systems to the cloud. It could be some combination of all the above. Whatever it is, there's some gap here between where we are today and where we're headed in the future. However, if you think about your organization and you compare yourself to another organization that's going through a digital transformation, this magnitude of change or the degree of change between where we are today, where we're going tomorrow, is going to vary. It's not going to look the same for every organization. Some organizations are already very mature in their current state, and so they're doing more of an incremental change to their business. Other organizations have been on the same system for 20 or 30 years. They're on an old mainframe-based system, and now they want to move to a cloud-based environment with modern technologies and analytics and AI and all this great stuff that can automate their business. Those are two very different scenarios and two very different implementation plans and change strategies and process improvement plans and everything that goes into a digital transformation. So it's reasonable to assume that where we are today and where we're going in the future and that magnitude of change is going to affect how long it takes to implement the project, how much it costs, how we deploy resources, how we manage organizational change, et cetera. So the way to think about this is you sometimes have two different scenarios. You have the more incremental change. We'll just call this more incremental. And then you might have some organizations that are going to go way past where this organization might be going, and they're making more of a quantum leap to something even further down the line. And that's not to suggest that this organization is better because they're changing more, they're making more of a big bang or quantum leap improvement to their business. It's just to say that the degree of change is greater for this organization. So that's what we have to understand is what is the degree of change? Is it more incremental, as in the case here in black, or in the case of green, is it more of a bigger change, either because we're so far behind in our technological maturity now and or because we're making such a big jump in terms of where we're headed with new technology. So what I want to do next is describe and talk about what the impact is to your digital transformation based on whether you're more of an incremental change or a bigger quantum leap sort of a change. So the first way that the magnitude of change for our project is going to affect our digital transformation is the impact on people. So the change strategy that we pursue is going to look a lot different for these two scenarios. So again, that's why it's so important to understand how big this change is for our organization, especially compared to other organizations. We are going to have a totally different change strategy. We also know that if we have a greater degree of change, it's going to increase our time and budget, which I'm going to come back to that point in a moment. And when I say it's going to increase time and budget, it's largely because it's going to take longer to change the people. We're probably going to implement this technology a lot faster than this green line would suggest. We're going to implement technology typically faster than we can change the people. So organizational change and people become something that's on the critical path for the overall project, meaning that this is what's going to take longer than most of the other work streams within the project, so we have to plan accordingly. So our overall change management plan is going to look a lot different for these two scenarios and depending on how big your change is. And so when we're building out our plan, we want to make sure that we really hone in on the people slash organizational change side of the overall transformation, because that's largely going to be the thing that delays or potentially stretches out or elongates the time, the budget, and the resource commitment that's going to be required for our project.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
The other big impact that this has, the magnitude of change has, on our organization, on our digital transformation, is the impact on technology. So we look at our legacy systems that we have to decommission. There's more we have to do there in terms of getting rid of some of these legacy systems. It's going to take us longer to unwind and untangle some of these older systems that we have. So along with the legacy systems that are going to see a bigger change along the way, we also have the skills internally within our IT group. That means our skills are going to have to completely change the bigger the change is, from, say, an old mainframe-based system to a modern cloud-based SaaS system. That's just a whole different skill set that your current IT team probably doesn't have. So technologically, particularly as it relates to your IT department, your skills are going to have to change to keep up with that magnitude of change. And then another area that's worth noting is just the overall data migration. When you are dealing with big changes and big gaps between where you are today and where you're headed in the future with new technology, it's just going to mean that you're more likely to have some data issues. You got that legacy data that's been sitting in spreadsheets or in on-premise systems, potentially multiple systems, potentially paper still. A lot of organizations are still using and capturing information on paper. So chances are pretty high that if you're making a larger degree change, it's going to put more strain and more emphasis on your data migration there. So that's something to think about, is how does your technology work stream need to change to be tailored to fit the magnitude of change that you're experiencing as an organization? The next way that the magnitude of change impacts your overall digital transformation is the impact on your business processes. The more extreme the changes are within our organization, within the technologies we're deploying, the more extreme the impact on our business processes. And this is largely because we're giving up a certain amount of flexibility in most cases. So we're moving from, for example, a highly customized on-premise system, and we're moving to a cloud environment. If we're making that sort of a jump, that sort of a leap, that's a big impact on our business processes because now we're giving up that flexibility that we used to have. Whereas if we are already on a modern cloud-based systems and we're simply upgrading to a newer version or replacing that cloud-based system with another cloud-based system, yes, there's going to be a certain impact on flexibility, but it's not going to be as extreme because our organization has already become conditioned to operating in a cloud environment in that example. Also, just implementing new business processes is going to take a lot more time. Because that magnitude of change is so great, implementing the process changes becomes more difficult. And in many cases, the other business process impact that we see here also ties back to our people and our change management bucket back here, is the fact that it's a cultural change for a lot of organizations. Operationally, we're changing our business so much that we have to also change our mindset, how we operate as an organization. For example, in the hypothetical scenario, which is very common, that I gave you a moment ago, where you have a mainframe-based legacy environment that you're moving to a modern cloud-based environment, that's a big cultural change for an organization. In addition to having to have new skills, having to have a different change strategy, now you're talking about a complete cultural shift, a mindset shift that says we're not going to be in the business of creating technology. We're going to be in the business of doing what our core competency is, and we're going to rely on a cloud service provider or cloud software provider to provide the technology for us. And what that also means is because we're giving out flexibility and because our processes are changing, it means our culture has to change as well. And again, when you look at how long a project is going to take to get us from current state to future state, it's just going to take us longer. The bigger the impact is to the organization and the bigger the changes are, it's going to take us longer to make those cultural shifts. And in general, when you look at all the things I've talked about so far, changing your culture is probably the thing that takes the longest. And chances are pretty high you're not going to change that culture overnight. It's going to take you longer than even the implementation itself is going to take. So that's what we have to plan for when we're planning a project that looks at different degrees of magnitude along the way. Now, the last area I'll talk about here today, last impact that magnitude of change has on our project, is the impact on the project approach. And this is important because we are going to have to tailor our plan based on everything I've talked about so far. We know we may need to spend more time and effort and resources on our change management strategy. We know it may take us longer to unwind our old legacy systems. We know it's probably going to take us longer to change our business processes and go through that cultural shift and that business model shift that we're going to see as part of the project. Now we've got to make sure the project approach reflects that. And the problem here is that vendor proposals typically do not reflect the reality of what I'm talking about here today. So this is a big red flag that I'll actually highlight in red, that this is a problem. Vendor proposals are generally very boilerplate, and they're usually somewhat one-size-fits-all. They might be tailored slightly for you as an organization based on your size or your industry, which is great, but generally, software vendors aren't very good at identifying all these intangible sorts of things that would suggest that, yes, they might be able to implement technology in the way they've put in their proposal, but you're not implementing technology. You're implementing technology and you're changing processes and you're changing your old legacy systems and you're changing your people. Those are the things that take materially longer than what a vendor is going to propose. So for that reason, we have to add time and cost to our project approach to make for a realistic plan. It also means that we're going to have more resources. So we're going to have to generally up our resource allocation because, again, we're not just deploying technology, we're changing our entire business. So these are just a few examples of how your project approach has to change to reflect the realities of the magnitude of change. And if we back up even further and look at why is this concept so important, well, this concept is critical because one of the top root causes for failure in digital transformation is because organizations didn't have realistic expectations to begin with. And most organizations start right here when they set their expectations. They get the vendor proposals and they take that at face value and think that that is the duration, the time, the cost, the resource commitment that's required to make the project successful, when in reality, that's just one piece and we haven't considered all this other stuff. So if we have unrealistic expectations, this project is doomed to fail because we're not going to be able to get to our future state, especially if we're making a big change. We're going to end up falling well short of that, and that's going to be disappointing to your management team, to the overall organization, to your investors, et cetera. So I hope this has provided some context and understanding of how degree of change, magnitude of change affects digital transformations. I'd love to hear your feedback too. How big of a change do you see within your organization, and how do you think that affects your digital transformation. I'd love to hear your comments in the comment field below. So I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.